Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Plushy Bedtime. This is a little story about putting a plushie to bed and wondering about their dreams. I'm sure you're familiar with the feeling that it would be nice to put them to bed, to take the time to tuck them in proper and just lay or sit by them as they drift away. Now there are several steps to go through, and you might find yourself following along or just going with the flow. Do what feels right. And if you want to lay down next to your plushie, that's okay too. It's all up to you. Let's begin though with the simple things. Before anyone could get tucked into that bed, the room has to be ready. Lights dimmed, curtains closed, or maybe a nightlight, or one of those pretty starry field lamps, one that slowly rotates over your walls and ceiling and makes the whole room kind of look like a universe in itself. And of course, once the room is mostly ready, you also need to make sure that both you and the plushie are ready for bedtime. Putting on any kind of appropriate clothing, brushing teeth or hair or both, making sure that the rest of your house or your room is no longer in need of any attention, so that when it's time to put them to bed, they can receive all the focus, all of the attention. That would be nice, wouldn't it? While you're going around, it might even be nice to already hug that plushie, to make sure that they are cozy and cuddly, prepared for bed. You may even stack some pillows or made sure that the blanket is positioned just right, so that all it would take is simply to slide them into bed to make them extra comfortable. And once it is time, that's exactly what's going to happen. Opening those blankets, letting them settle in, then putting the blankets back over, tucking them in, first one side, then the other. And adjusting the blanket a little more because it can always be more cozy. Then they get a big hug as they lay down, just pressed into them, letting them feel warm, cozy, and comfortable. And then it's time to gently pat them, as they begin to drift to sleep. This is one of those times where a story could be really nice, couldn't it? Listening to a gentle voice telling a story as they're laying in bed, slowly feeling pets as they drift. I wonder what kind of dreams a plushie would have. It must be so soft and cuddly. Maybe blowing some colorful pinwheels, or blowing bubbles and chasing and popping them, of course. Lots of gentle colors, pastel or rainbow, it doesn't matter. Soft sounds and surfaces, gentle textures and sensations. It reminds me of a little story of a plushie being put to bed one time. This particular plushie was very, very tired. A lot must have happened, but they may have been somewhat stubborn and thought that they didn't want to go to bed. With every step, there was a tiny amount of grumping. Putting on bedtime clothes? No, that's just wrong. Feeling the bed being made ready and the pretty lights turned on low. And of course, when that moment comes when they're slowly slid into bed, tucked in and given an extra hug, there's still this slight grumpy look. But then, when the petting starts, you can almost immediately notice the difference. All it takes is just a few gentle brushes over their head, as if you're going all the way down into blankness. And before you know it, the movements and their mind slows down. Their gentle, cozy, cuddly nature helps them to relax. Eyes just drift away and close. And before you know it, some sleepy sensations are spreading all over them. And this is such a great time for a bedtime story. A really nice story about a plushie that went to bed and had the most amazingly gentle dreams. They almost missed all the steps, drifting away already as they prepared for bed, barely noticed as they were lifted, placed, tucked in, and petted, and their body just seemed to slow down to the point of a single little drop into blankness. And when they drifted to sleep, their dreams were so soft. gentle breeze, helping the pretty pinwheels to spin, and bubbles with the most fantastic little colors, those thin, fragile bubbles floating so easily through the sky. And you can almost imagine the sound if you poke at them with your finger and they just go pop. It's such a nice feeling. Gentle colors, pastel rainbows, soft, cuddly surfaces. Imagine how nice it would be to make your body so cozy and comfortable, curling up into the position that feels right, letting the sounds just slowly fade away as you drift into your dream. Those dreams are allowed to be so gentle and calming. Time slowing down and granting you rest. And it's okay to drift to sleep. Taken care of, relaxing, knowing that everything will be okay. Things will be all right. You can relax now.